unfortunately, it really kind of felt like, especially after the whole Rolling Stone retraction situation, not going to bat for the reporter, that it also threw the victim in the story under the bus, that she was also just kind of left out there when she had gone out on a limb to tell her story and share what her experience was as a student. That was a really unfortunate thing that happened.
So articles like the Rolling Stone and its subsequent retraction, how does this impact how you do your job?
A lot of what we've been talking about as an agency with the greater community, as well as part of the conversation that's happening on the national level, is around the neurobiology of trauma. Survivors of events like a sexual assault don't always remember things linearly. Or as clearly as you would hope that they would. They don't always have their dates and times in correct placement. I personally, in my work, have been to the emergency room with survivors that then a week later can't remember what day they went, what day the assault took place, just because of how our brain kicks in protective mechanisms. And those of us in the field know that this occurs, and we've been talking about this for a long time.
Do you ever get frustrated seeing some of this played out in the media?
It can be disheartening to see the exact same myths that have been around 20, 30 years being perpetuated over and over again. So really trying to work to overcome some of those hurdles that we thought we were past this, but clearly we're not every day. I think the biggest takeaway from this is that we need people to be proactive, making sure that people understand When a victim comes forward, they're doing this from a very honest place. They are telling what their experience is, and then trying to honor that and working to educate the greater community around that reality of sexual assault.
What do you wish people understood about rape on campus?
You know, it's not every guy. It's not an accidental sort of situation. People that sexually assault other people go into the situation looking for an opening, looking to identifying a victim, and have a mode of operation that they've already established. Rape is not an accident. There's no such thing as buyer's remorse. There's no such thing as, I didn't understand what was going on. Those are not sexual assaults that you're seeing reported in the media. What you're seeing reported is the dynamic where somebody is going in, actively looking for a victim, identifying one, and committing a crime.